This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm David First. All eyes have been fixed on President Donald Trump this week as he continues to dominate the national conversation with claims of voter fraud and near hourly breaking news. But there's also been a lot of politics going on in New Jersey. And here with a roundup on This Week in Politics, we're joined by the managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio, Nancy Solomon. Welcome.
Good morning, David.
So this week, Governor Christie declined to endorse his own lieutenant governor, Kim Guadagno, in her gubernatorial bid. And then, speaking to a construction workers' union, he attacked New Jersey Republicans who did not support the gas tax to fund transportation projects in the state, and that includes Guadagno. But wasn't the gas tax something that Christie fought against for most of his time in office?
Yes, and I have two words for you, David. Arc tunnel.
You're taking me back. What is this, 7 years?
Yeah, we're going way back. Christie was elected on a promise not to raise taxes. When he got into office, he found that the transportation fund was nearly empty. And then he ended up canceling the $8.7 billion project that would have doubled our rail capacity between New Jersey and New York. $600 million had already been spent. And then he took that money from the state that was dedicated for the tunnel and spent it on roads, essentially. He also convinced the Port Authority to use their tunnel money on a deal that's now been deemed to be illegal, which was to spend it on the Pulaski Skyway. In the end, the Transportation Trust Fund went broke anyway, but Christie was running for president and would not utter the word raise the gas tax out of his lips, and really refused to cut a deal until the fund was entirely empty and they had to close down ongoing transportation construction projects around the state. And this past summer, they finally came up with a deal that raised the gas tax to fix it.
So poor Kim Guadagno, she has been his lieutenant governor, his loyal soldier for 7 years, and now gets no support.
Right. And there's a connection here between these two ideas because she made one of her first real breaks with him by opposing the gas tax, and they have not been getting along ever since. We say poor because she's been his loyal soldier for 7 years and did every ribbon cutting at every IHOP around the state that you can imagine. Now, after carrying his water, essentially, he's not supporting her, and you got to feel bad for her a little bit.
On Wednesday, Governor Christie appeared on his monthly Ask the Governor radio show on New Jersey 101.5. Host Eric Scott asked him about President Trump's continued and false claims of voter fraud in the presidential election. And Christie carefully avoids challenging Trump, unlike the governors of most states.
There is voter fraud. There's voter fraud that happens all the time in every state in this country. How you quantify it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we know it's there.
Is Governor Christie still campaigning for a gig in the Trump administration?
I would say that's Exhibit A, that he is, because otherwise this just doesn't even make sense. I mean, as if it's not bad enough that the president of the United States is spreading a lie and he won the election, for God's sakes, and he's saying that there was voter fraud. But then when Christie explains his reason for believing that there's voter fraud in New Jersey, he repeats a joke told by former Governor Brendan Byrne.
One of his favorite jokes
is
that when he dies, he made Ruthie promise that she's going to bury him in Hudson County so that he can remain active in politics.
You know, that's just an old joke about, you know, people, dead people voting. That's the standard of facts that he's using to tell the people of New Jersey that there's voter fraud. I mean, governors all over the country have been speaking out and saying that they are quite certain that the election results from their state stand up and that there's no significant amount of voter fraud. For Christie to feel that he needs to carry the water of something that the president is, by all accounts, obsessed with, you know, it's not going to do him any favors at home. Let's just put it that way.
Meanwhile, the Democratic candidate for governor, Phil Murphy, continues to really steamroll his way to the nomination. The primary is coming up in June. Are there any other candidates gaining traction?
No, not really.
Okay, there's the answer.
I mean, John Wisniewski, is running, and you know, he made quite a name for himself because of the Bridgegate investigation that he led in the state legislature. I'd say Wisniewski has a good shot at challenging Murphy, except for that he's not really running the kind of campaign he needs to run, which is to appeal to the progressive wing of the Democratic Party and say, you know, I'm your man. And instead, he's trying to paint himself as an outsider, which, you know, after 20 years in the state legislature, it just doesn't work.
Is anyone on the GOP side emerging as a front runner?
Nope. I'd say it's pretty weak on that side of the ledger. I mean, you've got Kim Guadagno. She was tied to Chris Christie for so long. Now she's trying to make her break and show that she actually is opposing him on some issues. But that's going to be hard for her to convince people that she's not a Christie person.
Maybe Christie likes Guadagno so much that he's manufacturing this attack on her so as to distance the two of them in voters' minds.
You know, I actually did wonder that, if he was helping her out by castigating her, but I don't think so.
Okay, so I guess that's a bit of a leap. Nancy Solomon, managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.